It was directed by a 5-year-old. It was like, and then an explosion.
Because the jump adrenaline aspect is, I think, what they were going for. Right. There is like, hey,
and then leading into a sweet action sequence.
You know, insert explosions into expositions. They're explosions.
I was just impressed that like they made Black Manta an interesting character instead of a big stupid Black doofy Manta guy.
See the stars is the greatest thing in the world.
You can Kirby. See the stars every night.
Not every night.
No, every night.
Because sometimes it's cloudy.
No, it's not cloudy in your heart.
Is this? Let's put this a little closer to Joe.
Oh. It doesn't sound that bad.
All the times we've joked about it, it's nowhere near as annoying as the dumb shit we say.
How does the recording sound from this room versus
pretty good.
Our...
Actually, a lot echoey because there's... It doesn't have the soft interior of an automobile.
Mm-hmm. You need to get some like real mics.
But it also doesn't have like
the road noise.
Yeah.
So
the
yeah.
car engine, road
is
the
fucking
AC.
Noisy.
Yeah. Sit talk, everybody.
Sit talk. I'm Joe.
And he's Candork.
I just to see what you said when I said nothing.
So it's Star Wars hype season again because the new Star Wars is coming out in December.
Holy crap, that's coming out.
Yeah, that's the season because it's July.
It's technically August. It's
weird. It can never be too early to be hyped up for Star Wars.
But it's like it's the time of year where people get excited for the December Star Wars release because all of this stupid fan theory bullshit is like popping up on every single fucking avenue of social media everywhere.
Everywhere.
So did people really not like the last one, The Last Jedi? It was like that
wouldn't
seems to
call
be
call them people.
Well,
yeah,
okay,
there's like a lot
fair.
Of debate. There, not debate really. There's a lot of
I like
animosity.
To use the word chose.
Fair.
Harsh chose fair. For a second. I was like, yeah, I guess they did choose not
chose
to like
right.
it.
There was
like,
a lot of butthurt.
I didn't see anything wrong with it. I really liked it. I really
it was
enjoyed
it. Too derivative, but also too different.
What?
Like getting mad about it was like getting mad about the first one.
Well, we talked about this one a lot, but it was like basically, I think. I enjoyed that it subverted expectations.
But it didn't really subvert my expectations. I expected that to happen.
Good
for you. Go home.
Some people are just hell-bent on not enjoying themselves, too.
I don't
you know?
Get
like,
it.
That's
yeah.
true.
Like, there's times where I go to a movie and I'm like, that sucked. But even DC movies, I enjoyed in the moment.
Yeah.
Mostly.
If you,
that's how I feel. Like, if you're going to spend money to do this, I feel like you should probably be malleable enough to try to enjoy it as much as you can.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, like, I mean, it's your money and time.
It's
like, at the very least, you're trying to make it
for God's sake, like, movies are
fun.
It's fun. Yeah. It's all just supposed to be fun. We're doing this because we're having fun. Like, why is it so damn serious? The only time that I've ever actually walked out of a theater because I could not handle the movie anymore was Aragorn.
That one was pretty bad.
And that was, that's just, it was so
bad. That was
bad.
Also badly
it was a,
marketed
it was
and
a,
misleading.
It was really just not well done.
Remember. I think like that's my office. Like I either really like it or I don't remember
well,
it.
The entire hype behind the book was that the author was like 15 years old when he got it published.
Oh, cool.
And it was like, and that was like, that. I was about the same age when that, so it was kind
when
of...
You got your book published?
No, when I was about the same age when I was trying to write a book, and I was like, oh man, like this is actually really, that sounds really awesome, it can be done. And then it was like, this is every trope in every fantasy novel and movie that has just been ever done, and it was like, okay. And then the movie was just really poorly executed. And I walked out halfway through because I had to pee and I just didn't go.
So
there was a lot of people in it, but
it's worth noting, just from the numbers standpoint, when you asked do people not like it, that the number one highest grossing movie domestic of all time is Star Wars The Force Awakens, with almost $1 billion just US, followed by Endgame.
Endgame is funny because they re-released Endgame to be Titanic, which I thought was fucking awesome.
Yeah, Avatar.
Or Avatar, sorry.
They already beat Titanic.
Same thing, James...
James Cameron. And The Last Jedi is ninth.
So it's the ninth highest grossing
movie in the United States.
And people didn't like it.
People are like, well, it didn't make number one. It's like, yeah, it's only the ninth highest grossing movie.
Top 10 still good.
Yeah. Disney, actually, I just read, Disney just now is poised to have the first time ever record of sequential $1 billion movies.
Yeah.
And four. They're about to have their
fourth one.
$1 billion movie in a row.
What is that one?
I don't remember what it was. Lion King, maybe?
Okay.
Because it was like Endgame, Aladdin, which grossed $1 billion. I haven't even seen it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is it good?
And then there was another one, and then I think Lion King, and then, like, it's edging up. And they're like, this year, this is the part that was kind of scary. This year, I think they said the movie industry has made something like, I have to go look it up now. Find the article and link it, but I'm going to say numbers that are going to be wrong. So let's just say in the area of $30 billion.
That's crazy.
And of that, $16 billion is Disney. Disney is like 45%.
Well, they do technically own. Well, yeah, it's not that's the weird part is that it's not like the Fox Merger movies or the...
And it's July.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're making money with their movies.
Well, that's, so. I think we can talk about that too, because... Well, okay, so that's great. Disney's doing things, but the moves they're making are really interesting. So if you look at Phase 4. 50% of the stuff coming out of Phase 4 is on Disney Plus. So you have like Winter Soldier and the Falcon. You have WandaVision.
Why has it got to be Black Loki?
And so you have, I'm not 50%, sorry, maybe like a third. But that's like a third of like all the stuff coming out in Phase 4, which is kind of crazy. And that they're now considering their streaming services to be part of, seriously part of the MCU instead of just like Netflix or like MCU adjacent, you know. On top of which, they have things like The Mandalorian coming out on Disney Plus, which is the Star Wars show surrounding like bounty hunters and shit.
So they're still cool for it.
Yeah, like IG-88's going to be in it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I believe they have Ronda Rousey in it as like a gigantic Mandalorian.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I'm for it.
Maybe
I'm
not Ronda Rousey. No, it's the lady from Deadpool who plays the buff chick. I can't remember her name. She always reminds me of
Ronda Rousey. Not Ronda Rousey, but I know who you're talking about. She's super cool too.
And then they're also, apparently, this is what I heard the other day, is that they've actually legit confirmed that they're doing a Knights of the Old Republic trilogy. Is the next trilogy they're working on for 2023.
That would be cool.
I don't know how I feel about that because, like, I don't think they need to make that because it's already in a thing.
I think it'll be nice for them to make a movie that's not about the most fucked up family in the galaxy.
Yes.
That'll be cool.
It's not just the Skywalkers fucking up everything for everybody. That's a good way to,
like,
get away from it
for long enough that you don't have to, like, come back.
I'm a little over the Skywalkers.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. And that's what... So the beginning of this whole conversation was the spoilers and stuff coming out. People are... like pretty sure they know where Rey's origins are, and there's a large argument that it was just actually Palpatine that created Rey. Was it Palpatine that created? Okay,
that's stupid. And they're stupid. Palpatine
created Rey.
I'm sorry to step on what you're about to say, Kendrick, but I have to say this because I'll blush. I am still of the opinion that it doesn't matter. I prefer the actual reveal that her parents were literally nobody and nowhere.
I'm so stoked for that.
I thought it would be cool because the cyclical nature of the Sith is kind of in there, because you basically have Palpatine creating Anakin, but the bust for Palpatine would be, Darth Plagueis creating Rey. Like, because you have this like smaller little cycle encapsulated into a larger Sith cycle, and it's like fucking Sith, man.
Okay,
what are
they
doing?
Yeah.
I just like the idea of a little bit less of the preordained, planned ahead like planning, and that it just turns out no, you're just garbage. You're just a random ass person.
What
it does
if
not matter.
Were, like someone that's not like huge. Like what if like Lando was her dad? You're like, oh, what? That's crazy. What did that even come from?
How did that happen?
Genetics, man.
Spoiler, it was Chewbacca. Chewbacca's her dad.
What if, like, Kira's her dad? Her mom? From, like, the Solo movie?
I don't... It's like, again, it's like, I don't like the connotation. I like that it's like, it's literally about that the Force chooses a new heir. It's just like, the Force is going to choose who is it going to choose. It's not a preordained cycle.
Thank God it isn't midichlorians.
It's funny that you mentioned the Skywalker saga being like, you won't want it anymore, because it was like Rogue One and Han Solo were like the two non-Skywalker movies, and they apparently, like, one did well and the other one made it impossible for the rest of the movies to be
And that had nothing to do with the Skywalker aspect. It had nothing to do with editing choices.
Well, no, but like it would be cool if they were able to keep doing those Star Wars stories, but apparently that was like Nick's
Solo bombed pretty bad.
I don't know the numbers. You always know the numbers. I don't know the numbers. As he slowly puts his phone in his face.
So Rogue One,
I still watch it on Netflix every once in a while.
Rogue One is the 12th highest grossing movie of U.S. And it made half a billion domestic.
If Solo's in the top 30, I don't think it bombed.
Well, that's a weird question of like, what's the perspective of how a movie bombs when it's like?
Well, so
it only made several million dollars.
And that's how much it cost to make versus how much.
That I can understand.
So that's also like, part of when they're they have a concept of a movie that bombs, right? As a this isn't worth the trouble, because these billion-dollar movies are costing hundreds of millions of dollars to make.
Right. They cost billions.
I mean, they're not quite in the billions, but. That's,
oh, I see what you're saying. The billions movies are the ones that
making
a
billion-dollar movie. You don't do that with a budget that's not commensurate. Like their pay.
What are you saying, Kendrick? Are you saying that my films aren't billion-dollar? No, fucking
your
not.
Your movies are not going to make you $1 million. This does not happen.
My maximum $300. I might make tens of dollars.
You could be tens there.
You can take the cast out for food maybe after.
Yeah, you might break even.
You haven't yet.
So, if you look at the total grosses, Solo, A Star Wars Story, it did make almost $400 million. But it cost at least $275 million to make.
So, only double what it cost.
So, they made money, but not enough. And it is, on this list of Star Wars movies, it is the lowest of all of them except for re-releases.
Honestly, it's
Empire Strikes Back.
It's a little confusing to use Solo, and not that anybody is, but if people to use Solo,
even the Christmas special
that doesn't count.
Okay,
were to use Solo as the like movie that was the like reason why this other Star Wars stories didn't get made, you kind of have to look at Solo's like history, where like the directors changed a few times and casting and things
they're not
flipped
gonna.
And flipped
That's
in
the
and
problem.
Out. And so like it's like kind of sucks that. You know, that if that was the movie that messed everything up, that it was that one. Like, I wish it would have just looked back at Rogue One and be like, hey, these actually do work. Maybe
these are really cool and awesome
that
you
do
them right.
The problem is that they don't want to take the risk.
But stop taking iconic characters. Like, the next ones they're going to do are, like, either Boba Fett or Obi-Wan. And it's like, don't do that. Like, tell another story. Like, you don't have to go back and pick these iconic characters and just... They've already been done in like Clone Wars and
Max Wars Repo. I want my Max Repo Solo. Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Right, so, if you, just because I want, I have the list. I'll tell you here. The order ranking for grossing movies is Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rogue One, Episode Three, Episode Four because it's the original Star Wars, Episode Two, Return of the Jedi, Solo, Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars re-release. Empire Strikes Back Special Edition, Return of the Jedi Special Edition, Episode 1 in 3D.
So, like, all the real...
The Clone Wars.
Like the TV show?
Which is weird that it's on here, because they must have done a theatrical release of something.
Huh.
Because I don't think this tracks TV shows.
No,
the movie?
The movie, The Clone Wars, isn't
that?
That
came out in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So oh, because there was, like, an animated movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Star Wars reissue, Empire Strikes reissue,
IMAX. So that's interesting that even... So Empire, one of, like...
Iconic
movies... Did worse than Solo, but Solo still
now this
bombed.
Is not adjusting for inflation. I could do they have the adjusted for inflation if you're curious. I can do that if you want me just to keep reading lists.
What was the first list you...
It was just total dollars.
Okay.
So there's a
that's
30
That's crazy
spread.
That there's things from way in the past that are competing with dollars
so
today.
So with Box Office Mojo is fantastic adjusting for ticket price because they're very clever because ticket prices are a really cool like inflation indicator because...
Tickets used to be $2 and now they're $13
or whatever you go. But so they can use that to kind of project back and kind of get a rough estimate of butts and seats kind of numbers.
This is all factual accurate. If you don't agree with all this data, then you can go F yourself.
Well, this is what I'm talking about is you can talk about personal preference, but at the end of the day, dollars are what the thing is. I mean, it doesn't...
A successful film is based around if it makes the money that it at least makes the make breaks even. Like,
and for them, they're going to focus because these big companies can make a lot, but they can't make... They're not going to put 4 Star Wars movies out in 1 year.
No.
Yeah, they're going to focus. And so if they're going to focus, they're going to be like, okay, well, this made us $200,000 or $200 million. This made us $500 million. This made us $1 billion. Like, let's focus on those guys.
Well, yeah, and you're not going to release 4 Star Wars movies in a year and make quadruple your profits in 1 year.
No, because
then you have to figure out what to do for the next 4 years.
And people don't want to know that. I mean, they don't want to watch all of them.
They don't want to wait 4 years.
Yeah.
They'd rather wait.
So there's a lot going on. And let's be honest, they're better at it than us. Because we're not running movie studios.
Yeah.
So the adjusted one is Star Wars, and then The Force Awakens, and then episode
That's
1.
That's so crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, when you adjust for inflation, yeah.
That Force Awakens is still that high.
Yes. So if you look at the adjusted gross, when you from 1977 to now, the adjusted gross they have is $1.2 billion, is the equivalent of what they
made. What Star Wars made?
Is what Star Wars made. Because Star Wars was one of the first movies people would go back and watch again. Mm-hmm. That wasn't done. You didn't do that until you saw that movie. That's pretty cool. Lots of people did. People went and saw it 20 times. Because this is pre-home media. No one is once that movie's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
And people freaked out about it. So it's the top ones are Star Wars, The Force Awakens, The Phantom Menace, Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back.
Wow, Phantom Menace is in top 5?
Yeah, it's number 3.
Fucking Charger, that's so cool. It's in the top 3?
It's the third.
So wait, it goes Star Wars, Force Awakens, Phantom Menace?
The first of each sequence were the top 3.
Isn't that interesting?
I love that.
But then it doesn't make any sense because it's Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back.
Well, Return of the Jedi is the quintessential Star Wars movie for me.
Well, historically, it's one of the less well performing ones. And it has a lot of issues, right?
But. And so was Temple of Doom, actually, which is the first Indiana Jones I saw, which is just make sure you experience, you have your kids experience stuff in order.
Yeah.
Don't punish them.
So Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back, Last Jedi.
Last Jedi is top 6?
Yeah, it's the 6th. Adjusted for.
Inflation. That's so stupid.
Adjusted for inflation. It did well. And it's, not adjusted for inflation.
I wonder if anybody went back to see The Last Jedi in anger. They're like, well, I'm going to see this again just because I hate it so much.
Although, total grossing, it's number 2. Unadjusted, it is the 2nd highest grossing Star Wars movie.
You know, it probably just goes back to the dog farts thing. Or not dog farts, but this part of the population representing this part of the
vocal minority. The loudest vocal minority.
Where you're you just only ever hear the people who are angry about stuff for Last Jedi.
Right.
They're the ones that scream the loudest.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, I don't want to get in a fight with anybody. I liked it.
It's not worth saying, well, I liked it. No one wants to be that guy at this point. Everyone's scared.
I will be that guy.
I'm on record in this recording to be the first guy to do that, so fuck you.
Yeah, you're a DC apologist.
I that's a way to say it. I just don't necessarily I feel like I only have 2 modes. I really liked it or it's neutral. There's there's a handful of movies I can put in the category of
I hate it.
What the fuck was that?
I've had a few movies where I'm like, I didn't get it. Or I don't think this was what it was.
Did I share, I don't think I've shared this on Sitsock, my experience with watching the Batman v Superman. Because I watched Justice League first.
D to the J.
Yeah. I watched Justice League first without seeing BVS, D to the Day. And Laura actually went when we had cable, it was on one of our free movies, and she was like, oh, I know you weren't really super interested, but I wanted to watch this. And was like, yeah, go ahead.
Batman for Superman, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm playing on the computer downstairs. In that little area. So I could just get up and walk to the kitchen, and I did that 3 or 4 times and caught 3 or 4 different points in the movie. And we got up, looked at what was happening on screen, and was like, okay, there's some weird stuff going on here. Okay. And I walk away I'd seen Wonder Woman at this point. So I already know who that is. And then I come back and then Batman's shooting a bunch of people in the desert. I'm like, what? Okay. Well, it's maybe they went Thomas Wayne route on this one. I don't know. That'd be cool. So I sit down.
Just made their own
Batman. Come back, and then Doomsday has appeared all of a sudden, and then Wonder Woman is just there. I'm
the greatest summary of that movie, though.
What? And I'm looking, and I ask Laura, what is happening in this movie? And she's like, I don't know. I'm so confused right now. And I was just like, what? I had the same experience with by watching 3 different points in it, but as someone who actually sat down and watched it. And then I went and watched it.
They have a lot of filler in that movie that really wasn't necessary, because you could have just looked at it this way. Superman and Batman don't like each other. Right?
Sure.
You have Superman and Batman getting into their first conflict. That solidifies the next conflict.
Which was cool. I will credit them. That fight was actually really cool.
Lex Luthor throughout the whole thing, who's trying to... Then you figure out that Lex Luthor's the main bad guy, who's manipulating Batman into wanting to kill Superman in certain ways. If you don't, like, watch the movie and you just kind of come up with, the story that way, it makes sense.
If you don't really watch the movie,
all you do is you fill in that story that you come up with in your head with all the action and just connect all the
dots. Right, it's like they just kind of ham-fistedly jammed Flashpoint into it in the middle of it. And then it's a hint of, like, Injustice. And I'm like, cool,
that movie instead?
I would love to see an actual Injustice movie. That I think they could actually do that.
They'd probably do an anime.
If they did if they did an episodic series like they've been doing, because all the stuff that I've seen on like CW, like Flash and Arrow, which is basically, as far as I can tell, Arrow is the Batman story they wanted to tell and they couldn't get the licensing for, because all the enemies that they're using are Batman villains.
Yeah, like Firefly and all those weird ones.
Yeah. But they're like, that's running at the same time that Gotham is.
John
Hartman
in that show. John Hartman in that show is Merlin. He was like the first big villain in that show.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And like the whole Ra's al Ghul era. It's just like, cool. It's like, we'll run with this. This is cool. I'm enjoying that. And Supergirl is really cool. I've actually been enjoying Krypton. I just started watching that. And that's been really good.
Is that related to the other stuff too?
Yes.
Okay.
Surprise.
Well,
it's,
they had,
but it's
the,
just like
the
further
Defenders
back in
of
time.
Tomorrow or whatever their time travel show was.
Yeah,
like the guy from the Doctor Who played.
The guy who played Rory.
Yeah, Rory.
He was again a time traveler, but he's like a cowboy, and like that was DC Legends of Tomorrow, which is great.
Weird
it's
part,
fun.
Though, is
and
that
crazy.
Their streaming service like failed really bad. They're already getting rid of the DC streaming service. I mean, they had Teen Titans and stuff like that.
Because they're doing the opposite of Marvel every time.
Yeah.
What's like a shitty streaming service? Oh, let's shut it down. Shut it down. Fuck
it. Yeah, no, we're good. They have like one really, really successful show on there called Doom Patrol that is just this like mishmash of weird superheroes.
Yes. And the return of Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
As Mr. Robot.
But like, yeah, I wanted to watch that, but I don't know how to watch it anymore if they shut down their service.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You can't.
Yeah.
Fuck
that'd
you.
Be really funny, but. In a DC.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out someday. Aquaman wasn't terrible.
Aquaman, I liked it.
Aquaman
liked
was
Aquaman.
Really good. Wonder
what
Woman
was
the
movie
only
that came out
good.
After Aquaman? Wasn't there another one that came out after Aquaman?
No.
That's the most recent DC dirt.
Although, I will say, the thing I enjoyed most about Aquaman was that it was a constant. They reused the same joke like 5 times and I loved it. It was just conversation being interrupted by explosions.
Yes. It was predictable and dumb and I loved every time they
did it. It was great. It was always well executed.
Blowing
like,
a hole in a wall. And
we're having a serious conversation.
Actions we went now.
It was seriously directed by James Wan. It was James Wan who directed it, who's known for his jump scare horror, which is like Insidious, The Conjuring, Annabelle, all that stuff is like he now produces most of that stuff, and so like his movie studios put out at least one movie a year that build up this entirely amazing like horror universe with like branching characters and weird new ghosts that they can make movies for. It's like it's like the same thing Marvel's doing but really successful horror.
It's
crazy. Say, it looked like it was directed by a 5-year-old. It was like, and then an explosion.
Because the jump adrenaline aspect is, I think, what they were going for there. It's like, hey,
and then leading into a
sweet
action scene.
You know, insert explosions into expositions. They're explosions.
I was just impressed that like they made Black Manta an interesting character instead of a big, stupid,
Black
doofy
Manta.
Guy. Because that's his name. That's his name. He chose it. He chose the name.
So, like, have you guys looked at any of the stuff that's coming out in Phase 4 for Marvel yet?
No.
Like, Thor, like, Love and Thunder, where they're going to put Jane and Valkyrie are going to be in a movie
together.
Still,
I'm trying to look up where anybody's actually confirmed that that's going to happen.
It was announced at DCC. Or
was
it? At San Diego Comic Con.
Was that?
Yeah.
I thought they were still just, like, alluding.
No,
to
Doctor
it.
No, they have pictures of her and stuff. And they're Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, which is supposed to be, like, a horror version of, like, because of, like, a Marvel Studios horror movie.
That sounds really
which
cool.
Which sounds kind of fun.
And then there's the What If something, isn't there?
I didn't really read much about that.
I just
saw
it.
Cool.
All I've seen is
the picture, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to read anything because it's just going to be a bunch of speculative bullshit.
Well, I didn't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
so
there's, like, a big picture
phase
of all
four
the
has
Phase
been
4 stuff because that's where I got the shows are in it. The first one, I think, was either considering Far From Home as the first movie or Far From Home was the last movie of Phase 3. It depends on who you talk to. But,
gotcha.
Yeah, that's... That'll be pretty sweet.
Okay, so, I don't know if this is in order, but the list is Spider-Man Academy, Doctor Strange
Spider-Man
and Illuminati.
Academy?
Wait, is this right? No.
No, that's not right.
That's not right. That's a whole other... That must be Phase 5. All right, so we got Black Widow.
Yeah, nice. That's the first one.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Nice.
Eternals.
That movie is weird. I don't know.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
That one sounds really fun.
WandaVision, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, Loki, What If, Hawkeye, and Thor: Love and Thunder. And this is all over 2020-2021.
Really? Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians of Vault 3? That's one of the first ones of Phase 5.
Oh, okay, okay.
Phase 5? Yeah, because they're pushing it back.
Yeah, they're pushing it back because it needs to happen after Love and Thunder is what they said.
Oh, okay.
Or that's what James Gunn said. But another pitch for the last 4 minutes. So I spent Sunday watching all of The Boys that just came out on Amazon.
You're going
to
just... Okay.
Which isn't... Well, 4 minutes.
You don't have to fill up that time.
I know, but I really want to talk about this because I wasn't really expecting much because I don't really like Garth Ennis.
Oh, okay. So The Boys based off the Garth Ennis comic series. Okay.
I was like, meh. A lot of his stuff is too satirical, but they did a really, really good job with that show. Like... I think it was perfect for the time they did it. They're like, this will work right now, right?
Interesting.
They had Powers a long time ago. Powers is another really kind of satirical about superheroes thing that came out on the PlayStation streaming network.
Yeah, and they
kind of failed.
As far as I heard, that they bombed that.
But the way they do The Boys is really interesting, and I highly suggest anybody who likes kind of the superhero fanboy thing to go watch.
I wanted to go watch it. I was going to watch it. Kate really, really hates.
Yeah, I don't think that he had much to do with the show.
That's what we were looking at. Like,
Garth Ennis is like a curmudgeon. He basically only writes comics that don't have superheroes or that hate on superheroes. So the only other arcs he's written are Punisher and Nick Fury. So like stuff that doesn't really revolve around the center of a superhero. It's just more about crap stuff. And then The Boys was an interesting take. But for me, the comic, I don't know. I had this weird thing about comics being super hyper-violent when it's not supposed to be satirical.
Yeah.
It's just, or when it's not supposed to be horror. But
yeah, it's a bit weird. Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons Kate.
But this show did a really good job of mixing in the kind of violence that was necessary because you're talking about superheroes that like Superman using laser vision on people. Like it doesn't just end up with the burned chest. Like they cut people in half and shit. So it was pretty cool. And it doesn't take. There's only 8 episodes, so it's not a huge time sink. So
check it out.
Yeah,
All right.
It's interesting.
Yeah,
we'll wrap this up.
Good talk.
We'll record another one this week. So
yeah,
like, comment, and subscribe.
Or else,
or I'll cut you. Oh. And if you haven't liked us, commented us, or subscribed us, then I'll find you.
I didn't
cut you in the mouth,
guys. Wait, I haven't liked this one yet. Oh God! Just, no, please, just stop it. Help me.